And now, just before Father's Day, a story about something that once drove them crazy. Starting in the 50s with the birth of rock and roll, parents and teens had different music playlists, a rite of passage, so kids could roll their eyes at their parents' pericomo. But WCPM IdeaStream's David C. Barnett reports that the generational music divide is now not as wide as it once was.
When John DeJong gets behind the wheel, he likes to crank some tunes, and he doesn't mind sharing them with his kids.
I never tried to, you know, get him to like my music or any of that. Of course, they hear plenty of it in the car when they ride with Dad.
But daughter Malia shakes her head at some of his musical selections.
He likes AC/DC and stuff. I just can't listen to AC/DC. That's like the definition of dad rock for me.
Dad rock is one of the most recent terms used to define a musical generation gap that families have tried to negotiate since the birth of rock and roll in the early 1950s.
The first time I think most people saw it is used in a review of Wilco.
As a professor of musicology at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Jacqueline Warwick has studied the musical connections and disconnects between parents and children.
It's music that is connected to nostalgia and associated with an older generation. So I guess we would now be talking about Gen X fathers and baby boomers.
She says it's part of a larger generational dance that families have always done.
One of the things that happens, you know, as we enter middle age and beyond middle age is we struggle with how to maintain our kind of cultural authority. You know, a lot of us still want to think of ourselves as youthful and participating in sort of the important cultural activities. We want to make room for our kids and for young people, but we don't want to, you know, step to the side and give them all the space.
But Daniel Goldmark says there's actually kind of a hidden musical connection between generations. He's director of the Center for Popular Music Studies at Case Western Reserve University and says there's a trail of musical influences between performers. He thinks a lot of his students get their musical tastes from their parents. They just don't always realize it.
All these groups are related, ultimately. So they can say, oh, I listen to Alabama Shakes, or I listen to Ed Sheeran, or whoever it might be. And they think it's something new, but of course, those artists were listening to these other artists. And often, music fans sometimes don't want to think about the fact that, yeah, I really love this new band, but they were influenced by someone that my father loves.
Like Alabama Shakes lead singer Brittany Howard, who has cited AC/DC lead singer Bon Scott as one of her influences. Malia DeJong admits that her and her dad's musical tastes are actually largely quite similar and growing closer.
I actually think I got him into a lot of music when I started getting into rock, like Metallica. I love Metallica.
I like my metal, and Metallica is huge for me.
Music scholar Jacqueline Warwick says maybe a dad and a daughter sharing musical tastes isn't such a far-fetched idea. It's an idea with deep roots.
Earlier in the history of popular music, there were styles that, you know, I'm thinking about like the Glenn Miller band that could be enjoyed by multiple generations. Like the popular music was what everybody danced to, and you went to a dance and everybody kind of shared the same thing. And then it's really through the 50s, 60s, and 70s that we start to get the sense that each generation has to have its own music. And now maybe dad rock is a way of kind of collapsing that again.
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.
And again, with Father's Day this weekend, let us know, what music are you sharing with your dad, or maybe dad with your kids? And kids, do you hate it that your parent is listening to the same thing you are? It's Here and Now.